Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for What's Up, starring Jack and Dick Watts, the dynamic duo of deplorables who come to you each and every week to tell you about truth, justice, and like always, the American way. As I so often do, I want to open this program with by reading a post that I put on Facebook. Is that all right with you, Richard?
Yeah, and this was a few days ago, before all of the current hoopla.
I didn't see anybody else that thought this, and now everybody's kind of talking about this. So maybe in my small way, I help. Anyway, here it is. It's a common sense post from Facebook and my blog, We Believe. For nearly a month, Speaker Nancy Pelosi has made a fool of herself by sitting on the articles of impeachment against President Trump. She's done this even though she was in such a hurry to vote on them shortly before Christmas, that this has made her look ridiculous is obvious to everyone, even to her. Then, being one of the shrewdest political leaders in decades, why in the world would she do something this counterproductive? The answer is, she hasn't. Like President Trump, she's playing chess, while the rest of us have been playing checkers. She has a different and far more nefarious agenda than any of us could have imagined. For people like us, Pelosi is a left-wing politician. In the Democratic Party, however, she's considered to be an establishment centrist. As such, her purpose in withholding the articles of impeachment has been to ensure that the establishment Democrats maintain power over the radical left-wing leaders of her party. If she had turned over the articles immediately, like she should have, the trial against President Trump would have already begun and might even be close to completion, or actually by this time maybe even complete. By refusing to relinquish them, the trial is unlikely to begin until the week of January 20th. This means the greatest threat to establishment control of the Democratic Party, Bernie Sanders, who's leading in the Iowa polls and New Hampshire polls, will be sidelined by being in the nation's capital hearing the case against President Trump. Consequently, he'll be unable to campaign in Iowa and New Hampshire. It's Pelosi's goal for him to lose both states, which will likely end his campaign. Right now, actually, he's a little bit ahead. For Pelosi and other establishment Democrats to maintain their control of the party, she must keep Sanders and his supporters, like the Squad, from winning the nomination. Thus, Pelosi has been willing to look foolish to the media, the Republicans, and the American people, but she's had a purpose for doing so. It's to hobble Sanders. If Sanders is nominated, Pelosi is confident that he would be defeated as badly as George McGovern in 1972, and maybe they would lose the House of Representatives as well. This is the last thing she wants. It would end her career as the Speaker of the House. If you think my theory is far-fetched, just think of what Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is doing. As Bernie's number one supporter, using her star power, she's raised a great deal of money. But She's refused to turn it over to the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee as she is required to do. Instead, she's keeping it to fund other progressive candidates like Sanders and herself. This, even more than President Donald Trump, is the greatest threat to Pelosi's power, prestige, and authority. Consequently, she has been willing to look like an obstructionist fool in the short term so that she can clip the wings of the progressives and deny Bernie the nomination again. This is her true goal for withholding the articles of impeachment. I think I'm right about this. What do you think, Jack Watts? Now, Dick?
Yeah.
I put that up, I guess, Friday or Saturday at the latest. Now, all of a sudden, I see people on TV saying, well, here's something that's probably what the real reason for her doing this is. They didn't.
Yeah.
Nobody mentioned it for four weeks. They're just bringing it up now. Maybe somebody's reading my blog or looking at the Facebook thing. Actually, when I look at it, the Facebook post, there were a lot of people that looked at it.
Well,
quite a few.
It's like a whistleblower, you know. They only heard it, you know, three times over from some four people ago. So yeah, they take credit for it. So yeah, but it makes an awful lot of sense, especially because I think deep down, Pelosi knows that Bernie Sanders would not stand a chance against Trump.
Oh, no. I mean, he's an out-and-out avowed socialist that, you know, this is and he would lose. I mean, it would be a devastating loss for the Democrats. And, you know, he's likely to win it. Pocahontas is fading fast. You know, it doesn't mean anything that – well, you know – the only thing is that with Booker out and Castro out, there aren't any other people of color left. I guess Yang. But I don't think they consider Asian Americans to be people of color. I don't think they do, to be honest with you.
No.
Because they discriminate against them for sure when it comes to, you know, things in academia.
Yeah.
They penalize them for why I don't quite understand why, but they do. Any rate, I think it's pretty interesting because it just, you know, for Pelosi to just sit there and look bad week after week after week and, you know, and make these little flimsy things for excuses.
Yeah.
I mean, she knew right to begin with that she wasn't going to buffalo Mitch McConnell. He's not that kind of guy. You know, I mean,
yeah.
He stands his ground and he's smart.
He's firm, yeah.
So just by doing that, it put all the attention on that. But now, when it starts, Bernie Sanders will be in the Senate. So will Klobuchar. So will Elizabeth Warren. Who will that help? Joe Biden, Mayor Pete. Cory Booker will be there now, but he suspended his campaign. You notice that they don't ever say they end their campaign, that they're going away in ignominious defeat. They're suspending it.
Yeah.
Like somehow they're going to unsuspend it. Not going to happen.
A terminology, It's a terminology they use rather than calling themselves a loser.
Spartacus would never call himself a loser. Although, I read the book Spartacus. I mean, some people, you know, most people read the, you know, watch the movie. I read the book. It was written by Howard Fast. He wrote it in the 50s. Howard Fast was a card-carrying communist back then. And the idea was that Spartacus was a spontaneous revolution of the people wanting equality, and they rise up and they take over everything for a short while, but, you know, the oppressive establishment destroys them and eventually kills them all, and he is crucified, and you know, but in the movie his son went free. I don't know if that happened in the book, but the book was, you know, very, very much filled with Marxist philosophy. I remember it specifically. It wasn't a bad book. I thought, why would they make a movie out of this? But the movie ended up being pretty good, to be honest with you.
With, well, they took a lot of the Marxism out of it, though.
Well, yeah, they made it emotional, and they made it about, you know,
yeah,
a relationship. Speaking of relationship,
exactly.
We've got Meghan Markle and her PW husband. And I mean to tell you, if this guy isn't, if he is not PW, I don't know who is. Do you? I mean, doesn't it seem like that to you?
Well, it definitely feels like she's wearing the pants in the family. And
that's what
you know, I hope
means.
It's. But I hope this isn't something that, you know, turns out to be another one of these Hollywood types that will drag him down and then just leave him by the side of the road, and she goes back to Hollywood and tries to be something. I hope that isn't the case. But, you know, for her to just take off.
Well, you know it is.
She left him holding the bag, too.
This is divorce waiting to happen.
Yeah.
This is divorce waiting to happen. But guess what? This is something that most people don't know. Archie, the little baby. Whoever calls her son Archie?
Archie Bunker.
Well, you know, Archibald MacLeese, or, you know, Archie Manning. But Archie just isn't a name that you give anybody anymore. But at any rate, Archie may be Meghan's son, but being part of the royal family, he belongs to the Queen of England.
Oh.
Period. And she can require that he live in England. Now, I don't think that, you know, Meghan, I wouldn't be surprised if Meghan didn't even know that. But
I'm sure she
doesn't. As we always do, we give our listeners some tidbit of wisdom and knowledge that is not normally newsworthy items. But now, watch out, listeners.
And the fact that she's in Canada, which is part of
the Commonwealth.
Yeah,
I mean, she's the Queen of England.
They may, yeah, but I mean, they they would follow suit with what the Queen would want. They send Archie back.
Well,
be on the next plane.
I think that that would be a terrible thing for the Queen to do.
But
she has every right to do it. I mean, how old is that baby? Like 6 months, 4 months, something like that? I mean, it's not old.
Yeah. No, not old at all. I think maybe about 6 months old, something like that, yeah.
Well, Meghan wants no more to do with the royals. I don't, I think that this is a horrible situation. And, even though I say.
I bet the Queen takes away their royalty, takes away no longer Duke or Duchess. She can do that, too.
She can.
She can force him out of the royal family, sure. I'm not sure she wants to do that, but then again, there's something about, what was that old saying about a redheaded stepchild or something or other? Where does the red hair come from?
They could take a little swab and determine that, that Prince Harry has no royal blood in him through his father, and that would be the end. But I think the Queen, just loves the kid, and why not? I mean, you love your grandchildren. You put up with a lot, and she probably feels very bad for him and what he's going through. She, at the wedding, never smiled one time. It's a hard thing for the Queen. She's been there since 1952. Longest British monarch ever. My guess is close to the longest monarch of any dynasty. But, that's a long time.
Yeah.
That's, 67 years?
Yeah.
68 years.
Yeah.
68 years. 68 years she's been the Queen of England? And she's done a great job. I mean, she's had a bunch of scandal around her, but none of it has been of her own.
Yeah.
And the British people and the Commonwealth love the Queen. I mean, it's hard for us to understand. Once a president, as much. We had 8 years of this program where we just reamed Barack Obama, a new one, every week. And now 3 years later, it's kind of like, I don't really care that much about him one way or the other anymore. I mean, I don't care for him. But at the same time, I don't think about Barack Obama, thank God. Other than just every once in a while, he does not he has no free rent in my mind like he did for those years when we were saying, this is wrong. How can they do this stuff?
Yeah.
And which brings us to the next subject, and that is they just finished the investigation on Hillary and there are going to be no charges.
Yeah.
How does that happen? How can they not? I mean, and so I see all of these liberal people putting up posts that say, well, they should apologize to her because Hillary is innocent. Using Hillary and the word innocent in the same sentence is absolute nonsense. But that's what they're doing, and, you know, no arrest. So far, no arrest from the FBI. The director, what's his name? I forgot.
Ray.
Of the FBI.
Right.
Director Ray.
Right.
Was testifying here in, you know, the last few days, and he's and about the FISA court stuff and everything. He said, "I just want to apologize that we did such a bad job." Apologize? They ruined people's lives, and no one's going to be held to account so far. I want to tell you something. If Durham comes back and there are not people handcuffed or at least called, I mean, I'll give it to you, they could do this. Call the people's lawyer and say, your client will surrender by 9 o'clock tomorrow morning at so and so and so and so. I don't think that we need, you know, stormtroopers, you know, like they did for Oliver Stone. And is it Oliver Stone?
It is Stone.
I don't remember.
No, thank God I don't remember.
No. Anyway, but it is Stone, you know.
Yeah.
And that they went and, you know, had CNN there, and 50 of them went in and arrested him. How nonsensical is that?
With guns drawn.
With guns drawn.
What is he like?
You know,
what is he like? 75 years old or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And 4 in the morning.
For no.
And he answers the door. He answers the front door in his pajamas, and they arrest him. Unbelievable. But real quick though, what's that? I thought the FISA judge, which is a woman, was going to go after some of these people for
well,
what they,
she is.
You know, yeah.
She is,
I mean,
and
there's
they
different
have
things.
Hired, the FISA court has hired a lawyer to, you know, to take a look at everything that happened. And the lawyer just happens to be a Obama loyalist, and, you know, somebody who absolutely positively, you know, hates Trump, has published things like that. But he's the one that they picked to do this. Are you kidding me? I don't get that at all. That's just crazy.
Nah. Yeah. Well, the one thing, though, that we do have going for us, though, is back when, I don't know how many weeks ago it was, but when Durham said it's now a criminal investigation. So that usually that piqued my interest right quick, saying criminal, then somebody should go to jail.
I agree. We'll see. I mean, it's discouraging when you think about it. I mean, they threw Papadopoulos in jail. They threw General Flynn. Stone, whatever his first name is, and Flynn particularly,
James.
Papadopoulos for absolute nothing. Absolute nothing. Pretty sad. And they go after.
Well,
and they're gonna put Clinton in there. One would hope at some time, but I don't guess it's ever gonna happen. I think that. She just has gotten away with corruption, murder, treason. And for decades, it's discouraging if you want to know the truth. That there's such a double standard. It's wrong.
Yeah.
It's just wrong. We shouldn't have it. All right, we've still got 5 minutes. But rather than just go with, just the very end, we're going to go to sports because we never go to sports and we love sports. I'm going to say that after watching the Tennessee Titans dismantle the Ravens, just annihilate them, I don't feel quite so bad about them beating the Patriots the week earlier because that was a really close game.
Yeah.
And,
I had
they managed
going
to clock
that
and a couple of other things that, they could have won it. So,
I would have bet that it would have been Baltimore and San Francisco in the Super Bowl. I'd have bet money on that. I thought they were just that good.
Oh. Well, Derrick Henry just ran all over them. By the way, Derrick Henry went, he got the Heisman Trophy and went to Alabama. But for high school, he went to Yulee High School just outside of Jacksonville. That's where my grandsons, Matt and Mark, went. They were there at the same time. And, they were on the baseball team. He was on the football team, so they had the same workout schedule. And I remember them in high school telling me about this guy and saying how much bigger he is. Grandpa, he's huge. And here he is, just running over people. And I think that it's going to, the AFC championship is not going to be just as easy because Houston, they had that game 24-0 and then didn't do another thing.
Yeah.
But I think that the Titans are a much better team than Houston. And if they give up a lead like that, when you've got a running back that runs for 6, 8, 12, 40 yards and can
Kansas
run
City
almost
is not
200
to,
yards in a game, you can control
Kansas
the game.
Kansas City is not known to be able to stop the run, though. That's not part of their bailiwick, to say the least.
Correct.
So Tennessee, we still have a couple of minutes,
chance.
So I want to jump to baseball for a minute, seeing that the Texas, the Astros, they just fired their coach and their general manager, and the team got fined $5 million, and they lost their top two draft choices for the next 2 years because of stealing signs during their 2017 World Series run. And it is now roosting in my home of Boston because Cora, the manager of the Red Sox, I believe by the end of today or tomorrow, will be suspended for a year for being involved in that, as he was the bench coach of the Astros when this happened. It's kind of sad.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Sad.
This is sad.
It puts a tarnish on both the Astros World Series and the Red Sox World Series. Did the Red Sox do anything? I have no idea.
Yeah.
But if Cora knew how to do it,
you automatically jump to the fact that, well, if he did it there and didn't get caught, he must have been doing it here. So I don't know. It bothers me though.
You're right. We're out of time. We got to go. I want to say just one more thing, and that is, I think that LSU is going to destroy Clemson tonight. Good night.
Me too.
God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. We'll talk to y'all next week. Bye bye.